Welcome to Federal Insights on Application Services. Ramp up software delivery velocity. Sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology on Federal News Network.
I'm Tom Temin. When it comes to applications for running the agency, a lot is changing and still to change at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I discussed the details with Jonathan Fibus, the NRC's Chief Information Security Officer.
Under the CIO and me as the CISO, we have all of the internal applications. That would be the productivity applications like desktop operating systems, business productivity applications like an office suite, the timekeeping and budgeting applications, the financial applications, the agency records applications, and applications for many of our required activities like budget, personnel activities, and reporting to various other agencies.
And do any of the applications involve looking at data related to the nuclear industry for your own internal analysis?
So that would be data that we get from licensees that goes into the license review process, and we have application. We support the applications or manage the applications that are used for licensing. Okay. So we would be responsible for some licensee data while it's in NRC's hands for licensing applications.
Got it. Okay. And how would you describe the state of your applications, the one that long list you just mentioned, in terms of how new they are, how old they are, and what the status is now?
So we're in a fairly exciting time where we're changing a lot of the applications that we have. We've recently moved to a number of cloud applications for productivity apps, like the Office Suite, like email. We've been testing a lot of our modeling software in the cloud so that we don't have to purchase single-use machines for here, and we've got a little bit more flexibility by doing it in the cloud. We are moving some of our other commodity services, such as acquisition-related software, budget-related software, payroll-related software, to the cloud.
And getting back to the one you mentioned, modeling software, what was that?
So the modeling software is used in a number of the licensing processes to see what is happening inside a variety of set of circumstances. Some of them are related to nuclear decay. Some of them are related to fire modeling. Some of them are related to pressures inside a vessel. Some of them are related to groundwater seeping. But those are the models that are used in research and licensing.
And the data for those comes from the plants based on what they're required to report on a regular basis?
Comes from a variety of sources, yes. Some of them would be from the licensees. Some of them would be from test use cases that are used by the community to validate the model.
And in moving to the cloud, what does that involve? In other words, I guess I should back up. What was the application platform for evaluating that data before, so, and what do you hope to move to?
There are several platforms that are used. Some are Linux-based, some are Windows-based. But we would typically buy a single-use machine where we would just continually run modeling data through it. The models would take a couple of weeks to, typically a couple of days to a couple of weeks to run through the entire model. And by putting it into the cloud, we're able to change the parameters of the machine that it's working on, so we can change how quickly or how slowly or how inexpensively we can get the modeling data back.
In other words, you're going to almost a virtual model for that machine instead of a piece of hardware that the NRC has to buy.
Exactly. So it gives us a bit more flexibility for how we design the test cases. It gives us a bit more flexibility for how we operate them. And by using FedRAMP Cloud, we have a lot of security that's already in place for us. So it, ends up being a bit less expensive for us than having to purchase, secure, and maintain single-use machines.
And what about the licensing for the modeling software? Then do you retain a basis where you can limit and control the number of licenses that you have?
Yes. And so everything is done virtually. So we have a virtual license manager, we have a process manager, and we have a governance process that people go through to make sure that they're using resources appropriately for the tasking that they're on.
And in choosing a cloud supplier, what kinds of processes did you go through to say, this is the cloud provider that can handle this virtual machine?
Well, we went through an open competition for it, number one, after we built our specification requirement, our requirement specifications. So we figured out, first off, were we looking at software as a service? The answer quickly came back no, because the modeling software that we use is not out there in the public domain as available as a service. So it was between platform or infrastructure as a service. And because we wanted to be able to flexibly move between platforms, the infrastructure took the day there for our requirements. And then we had a number of requirements surrounding the amount of data, the number of processors, the amount of memory and storage that could be ramped up or down, and we did a competition to figure out which was the supplier that was going to be the best value for our needs.
And just out of curiosity, for this type of online application, could your ally, the Energy Department, have provided supercomputing capacity to do this, or is that not really a fit?
That's not really a fit for this, and we do have some usage agreements through the labs to be able to use supercomputing resources when they're needed. In these cases, this is not the type of computing that's needed for the modeling that we do.
And for the users of the models and the modeling, then, they can just access the cloud facilities just on their PC, on their desktop?
Correct, through a virtual interface that we have. They are able to get to their cloud resources, pull data, monitor processes, stop and start the model, and get the data that they need from.
That's Jonathan Fibas, Chief Information Security Officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Coming up next, Fibas explains the service level agreements the NRC uses in dealing with cloud providers. I'm Tom Temin.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, Next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.
Welcome back to my interview with Jonathan Fibas, Chief Information Security Officer of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. In this segment, he explains the first thing you need in a cloud service level agreement.
To make sure you understand what you're being charged for in the cloud, and how those rates go up and down, and make sure you are budgeting appropriately for the amount of work that you have. You also have to look at the trade-offs for having the physical infrastructure to manage that locally and what you would be paying for maintenance. So it's not quite a one-to-one analysis that you're doing.
Sure, and I've understood that sometimes the cloud invoices can take some doing to make sure you are paying only for what you actually used, almost like the old-time telephone bills.
Correct. Instead of message units, you're looking for process time and memory spikes. It's a lot like when the mainframe days when we were looking at time sharing and how much we were paying for each process that was being run.
Sure, yeah. It is, I guess, a form of timeshare for the 21st century, I guess you could call it.
Yes. That's one of the examples we use when we're talking about how we can move things to the cloud without an impact to the user base.
And let's move on to some of the other types of applications like financial You mentioned and procurement. What's your strategy for modernizing those or making those up more up to date?
Well, again, we start with the user community and make sure we understand what it is that they are trying to accomplish. They typically have a pretty IT savvy team because they've been in the online for much longer than many other functions here. And they are looking for the same processes that they're doing with their customized systems here on site. But instead, they want to not own the hardware, be a bit more flexible with the licensing, and be able to go through upgrades on a regular cycle that are planned and implemented by someone else, along with the test bed. So when we went out for our acquisition module, we found a service, a shared service provided by Department of Transportation that's used by a number of other agencies and had the features that we were looking for. When we went to look at our other financial systems, we looked at the vendor that was actually supplying us with our software and started by evaluating their cloud offering because we knew that software as a service would be the most quick and easy way to move from our own infrastructure to a cloud service.
So to be clear, you're using the existing applications that you had hosted by the shared services provider, or are you switching applications and the data will still be compatible?
Well, the data will be compatible. We're switching to a more modern version of what we had been using, provided by the same vendor.
And therefore, with transportation running it on their data center and you using it as a shared service, they worry about, as a shared service provider, the upgrades and the updates and all the maintenance that you would normally have to do otherwise.
Correct. And since it's their service, they are much faster and much better placed to know when the maintenance has to occur, when the upgrades should be scheduled. And because they're acquisitions people, they understand the flow of the acquisition cycle in the government, so they can plan these when they're going to be less need for acquisition. So not at the start or end of a fiscal year, and they plan them appropriately.
Sure. And so, again, users access it just from their PC, and there's an interface, and off they go.
Correct.
And what are the infrastructure implications of that in terms of your network and their network, and how do you connect the two?
So we are connected through the application for acquisition is actually, we have a connection to their shared service data center. So the implications for bandwidth are really not that huge. We know the amount of traffic that we typically send for acquisitions. So we monitor our circuit closely to make sure that we're not exceeding what we expect. And in terms of the desktop interface, it's a fairly light interface using a web application. So we're not worried about it bogging down our desktops, and we're not worried about a changed look and feel because the users are very familiar with how to work on web apps.
And are these ultimately government-developed applications, or is transportation and NRC using something that was commercial, but they just are, again, the keeper of it?
In this case, I believe it is a government off-the-shelf piece of software, which means it was developed specifically for government acquisition processes.
All right. And tell us again just what specific applications are you doing as a shared service with DOT?
So that would be our acquisition management. So all of our procurement contracts, all of our requisitions, all of our modifications to contracts, statements of work, statements of objectives.
Got it. And what about finance? Agency accounting, bookkeeping, finance, payroll. What's the story for those applications?
So that was another shared service, which is actually migrated to cloud. We actually had some front-end servers here for some customized workflows, but that's all been worked into the cloud implementation now. So we are using, a FedRAMP authorized version of an application. So other agencies are using it as well. It takes care of our budget, our accounts payable, our accounts receivable, because we are a user fee supported agency. And that is now a software as a service implementation under FedRAMP. It was authorized by the Joint Authorization Board.
And this is a different application, software as a service, that is federally compliant? Or again, was it something that you virtualized and moved to the cloud?
No, this was a federally authorized software as a service application now in the cloud.
I see. And just give us a sense of the geographical distribution. That is to say, do you have multiple instances in multiple clouds because of time zones or locations of your users?
So that's one of the beauties of FedRAMP. The redundancy is built into the sensitivity of the system. So the cloud implementation does require that there be an alternate processing site. So that's managed by the cloud supplier. So that's not something that we specifically need to pay attention to. As a matter of fact, I could tell you that the data centers are in the United States. I believe there are four of them, and I couldn't tell you which one I'm running out of at any given time.
And you're convinced that, or satisfied that the connections among their data centers are secure?
Yes. Again, that's one of the FedRAMP requirements. We've reviewed their package. We, on an ongoing basis, review their updates and any vulnerabilities that they need to resolve. So we are as comfortable with that cloud implementation as we would have been if it were in our data center. We would still have to be worried about our backup operating center if it were in our data center.
Jonathan Fibas is Chief Information Security Officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Coming up, the NRC's approach to personal productivity and collaboration applications. I'm Tom Temin.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, Next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.
Welcome back to my interview with Jonathan Fibas, the Chief Information Security Officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Here, he describes the process of moving email and other employee applications to a modern cloud platform. Yeah, and I want to get to the impact of all of this on your data centers, but let's talk about that third area of application cluster, I guess, which would be office productivity and email. What has happened there?
So about a year ago, we started moving over to an office productivity suite provider. We started out slow, and then in, I guess, 2017, we finished migrating all NRC mailboxes. So we were in the planning process for an upgrade for our exchange service here, and instead we used that money to migrate us to the cloud and still had some left over. So managing individual accounts, managing individual mailboxes, managing shared drives and other services became a lot easier and a lot less expensive for us.
And what do the users see now versus what they saw a year ago?
As far as the users are concerned, they have a bit more flexibility. They now have a web interface into all those tools, as well as their old Office application suite interface. So we've made it a bit more flexible for the users, and they're not noticing any slowness. They're not noticing latency. They're not noticing a whole lot of difference, except that they're noticing that we're not taking down the servers for maintenance.
Yeah, there you go again with the good idea of redundancy in the clouds and let the cloud provider take one down, but you can have another instance running while they upgrade the other one or rebuild it.
Exactly. And again, that application provider is operating out of 6 data centers in the continental United States, and I don't know at any given time which one I'm operating out of, but I know that I'm getting my service.
Sure. And let's talk about the effect of all of this on NRC data centers, because it sounds like you have offloaded an awful lot of work out of what used to be on premises.
That is correct. There's a data center consolidation effort that's been underway for several years that OMB has requested that we do. And we have shut down, I believe, three data centers in the past year. And we have a couple more on tap for the next few years. So we will be getting to a much reduced data center footprint here. The other thing that we've noticed about the cloud, 4 years ago, it was very difficult to find FedRAMP authorized services for things like application productivity applications. Nowadays, you can find very specialized software, very specialized infrastructure. There are a lot more options out there, and it's becoming a lot easier to do the trade-offs analysis to figure out, is hosting it myself going to be more efficient and effective, or is sending it to the cloud more efficient and effective? And as the Joint Authorization Board and the FedRAMP Office at GSA have done a fantastic job of getting their processes together, and as we've worked with our peers at other agencies to share best practices, we've made it much easier and more predictable to get from our data center, from the physical infrastructure, out to a virtual infrastructure, and to provide a more consistent service to our end users.
Is there anything left that you will continue to run locally?
As of today, we have a few applications that we are looking at for modernization. Our records, our agency records management package, which is something that we've developed from a number of off-the-shelf packages. We're looking at a different way of doing business, and that may be our next big cloud project, but we're still in the process of doing our analysis of alternatives. We have a couple of other applications for running workflow for the operating reactors, for the inspection scheduling, and for the project planning that the new reactors group is using. But that is probably at least a year off as we get into the beginning stages of planning for that.
And a final question, with all of this use of clouds, do you still feel fairly light on your feet if you would have to switch cloud providers, or you have the agility that you need to move things around should the need arise?
I would say that since we have a lot less invested in infrastructure for those applications, it makes it a lot more available for us to be more agile, to switch applications, to switch clouds. Yes, I would say that we're much lighter on our feet than we were a few years ago.
Jonathan Fibas is Chief Information Security Officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights on Application Services, Ramp Up Software Delivery Velocity, sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology. The program is available on demand at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search GDIT.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.